tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Ah, yeah, good song, right? A lot of walls are shaking tonight, too, on It's the Floor. I'm Alicona Bradford, and you are joining me. I am flying solo tonight for the Hit the Floor after show. But have no fear, you can actually be my co-host tonight. All you have to do is hop in the hashtag ABTV, hit the floor, your comments will come up, and we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. But right now, we're going to get into this show. So the first thing I want to talk about is how Asha told German openly and honestly that Derek is the one that got her onto the show. Or excuse me, not onto the show, into the team again. And I went, wow, girl, like, I appreciate your honesty, and this time around, you're really trying to make this relationship right, and I think that's fantastic. However, you really shouldn't trust German. I know she doesn't know this yet, but come on now. Like, I don't know. Okay, fine. Kudos to her for being honest with her man, but he's a bit of a creep. And yeah, when he's sitting there like pumping his iron before she walks in and she's like, oh, baby. I'm like, oh, goodness, here we go. And it was interesting to me, too, because here you have German who's telling her, you know, I will not watch you fall in love with Derek again, which tells you right away, if you're worrying about that, homie, maybe your relationship is not as solid as you think it is. And he was really excited, too, about getting his fresh start, too. That must have been such a bummer to find out that he has to stay here with him. And I already see it coming. Like, you know that Derek is going to get Asha. And I like the fact that at the end of the show, I'm just going to jump ahead. And they're at the party. And Derek's like, yo, I'm going to be open. I'll be honest with you. I'm coming for her. I was like, ooh, you are messing with the wrong person. He is psycho. And you have no idea. So that's going to be a big can of worms. I have my Twitter up. And, yes, damn, all by myself. Yes, real talk, I am all by myself. It just happens that way sometimes. But it's okay, because I got y'all. So again, if there's something that you want to talk about, right next to me here is the live chat. So I see you. Anyway, so German, cuckoo, crazy. I'm curious to see what he's going to start doing to Derek, because you know he's going to start spying on him and hunting on him and all that stuff. Even at the party, right? When Raquel says to Asha, she's like, you know, I don't remember her exact verbiage, but basically to be careful. And, you know, Asha's like, oh, if Derek, it's fine, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she had the whole conversation about, hey, Derek, thank you, from friend to friend, thank you. And I'm thinking, who are you trying to fool here, really? I think you're trying to fool yourself, because you know you have feelings. And the moment Derek came up in there and whispered in her little ear, I don't want to be friends. The look on Asha's face, she looked like she had an orgasm right then and there. Just, yeah, you miss him. You know you miss him. Anyway, okay. Oh, someone said that Asha is sleeping with a killer. Oh, and somebody still likes German. Does that say Mirma? Mirima? I'm so sorry. Your tweet's a little bit far away. You still like German? Really? I'm not a fan. Team Derek all the way, 110%. Anyways, let's talk about Yelena, because Yelena was obviously not having her way this episode, and she's not used to that. So her and Lionel are going toe-to-toe still, and now that Lionel's like, hey, by the way, just so you know, Asha's back, and Asha stepped up to the plate because, you know, she's been growing, she's been evolving, and now she's set her own terms, right? So now she's going to be doing some choreography, and you know Yelena, that's all I have to say. Girl, you are messing with fire. If she didn't like you before, ugh. It's about to go down. So anyway, excuse me one sec. I'm still getting rid of this cold. Anyhow, going back into Yelena, though, between dealing with Asha, dealing with trying to purchase this team, and then you got Zero over here trying to throw his weight around because he's not captain anymore. I'm like, why can't... Here's the thing. Why wouldn't Zero worry about getting traded? If the sale does go through, you're over here trying to trade Derek. Okay, cool. How about you be a real man? How about you outplay him? And I don't mean outplay him off the field. I mean on the field. You want to be captain, you earn that. I don't care if you brought home a ring just for this one past season. So what? Like, a real captain is a team player. So why don't you step up to the plate? That's how I feel about that. But that's a whole... Zero is a whole nother story. We'll talk about him in just a little bit. I want to continue on Yelena for a second. So anyway, she's trying to do... I'm glad we saw Jack, by the way. Is his name Jack? Jackson, excuse me. Jackson Everett. We're going to see Billy Baldwin just a little bit more. And the fact that he was involved with Lionel. Aha. Now it all makes sense, because why really would you want to help Yelena and Terrence? You don't know them. I mean, it could be a great business deal, but so now we know. Ex-lover. And she left him for Pete, her quote-unquote soulmate, who is soulmates with Sloan. So yeah, that didn't work out for you. But she did go visit Oscar, her other not-so-soulmate, in jail. And I thought, okay, why are you laying out all your plans in front of Oscar? I don't care if he's behind bars. The man is still dangerous. You're stupid. Leave him in the dark. You leave him in jail. You don't visit him to tell him that you're selling all his stuff. You're just going to make the man even more. He still has, well, I don't know if he still has money. But if he does still have money, I'm sure he'll find a way to pay somebody else to kidnap her too. So she needs to be careful. And she has, that's the thing is, I feel like, okay, Lionel has so much confidence this season. She's going to trip herself up. She is way, way too confident about everything she's doing and going about it in a very cocky manner. Girl, be careful. So I'm going to check your tweets really quick because I want you to be a part of the show with me too. So, oh, okay. So Ding Young Gao says, Zood. And I say, Jiro. Because it sounds like a sandwich and I don't know. I just like that a lot better. Anyways. So people are talking about Jiro / Zood, whatever you want to call it right now in the hashtag. And I'm so glad you are because I love them. I love them together. Zero does tick me off, but he's coming around. You guys got to understand, like, he's coming to terms with the whole lot right now. And when he was at the party, for example, I saw him checking out some girl's butt. And I'm thinking, you really want that? Because what you want is right over there. Anyway, I like that he took a moment and he's actually trying to be there for Jude during his difficult time, because obviously Jude gets called in by Oscar to go to jail and visit. And you can see what he's doing a mile away. I'm like, Oscar, man, that's what you get for burning bridges, talking about, I don't have a son. Guess what? The only person that'll come see you, you're hoping, is your son, and that didn't work out. And I'm glad, too, because for 2 seconds, I thought, aw, Jude, don't do that. I know you have daddy issues. I know you want him in your life, but please don't take him back. Thank goodness he didn't do that. Anyway, I do like that Zero stepped in for a moment and he said, you know, do you need anything? Do you want me to give you a ride? In more ways than one. sorry, telling jokes to myself over here. Anyway, excuse me, one sec. Okay, back in action. Anyhow, so when they finally have their little moment and they're in a closet, I'm like, okay, ba-bum, ching. Here's the irony, they're in a closet. But did they not have the most amazing hate I love you sex ever? And I don't know if that weirds people out, because obviously, you know, we had Adam in the studio last week and he was talking about how some fans are really, really upset because of the whole bisexual situation. But at the end of the day, if you ask me, love is love and emotions are there. And obviously, Zero is coming to terms with his emotions. And when he made that comment about, so, you know, we're in the closet, and they had their cutesy little, like, oh, you have my underwear on, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, that was cute. You know, who should go out of the closet first, me or you? And again, more irony, just more irony and all that. And I love that Jude is standing up for himself. It's not taking him a moment. He's acting it right now and saying, look, I'm done with this. You're either with me or you're not. And if you're not, stay away. And I was like, yeah, and it's true, it's true. If you love me, you know how much I care about you, you know how hard it is for me to say no, so just do me a favor. peace, get to Steppen. We can't do this no more. So when Zero hopped on stage and made his sort of announcement before Yelena interrupted him, I thought for 2.2 seconds, maybe he was going to actually get on the mic and be like, boop, boop, boop. Excuse me, everybody. I have an announcement. I love Jude. That didn't happen. It could have been in the plan. We don't know because Yelena interrupted that real quick. She was trying to do damage control. So I don't know. Anyway, let's check the hashtag. See what you're saying. Okay, so CC Freak says it was a good scene. I love that scene so much, says Selena. And the sex was hot, and I'm a straight woman, says Real Talk. Hey, girl, I am straight, too, and I thought it was hot. You got two sexy men naked throwing each other up on the wall? I was like, oh, okay. Just, ugh. Anyways, good job, actors. James LaRosa, two thumbs up. Both. Okay, so what else are you guys saying? Zero's afraid of losing his career if he comes out, says Merima, and I'm so sorry if I pronounced that wrong. And you're right, I'm sure there's a lot of risk in that too. I mean, some of it is probably a little bit of pride and ego. Not pride, ego. Here he is, you know, this ladies' man, and he has a certain image to uphold. So what do you guys think, though? I'm all for love and letting the world know, because you don't want to be anybody's secret. That's obviously something that's very, very hurtful when you're on the other end. But Jude, as a businessman, do you guys think that he should be thinking about Zero's career and about his image and where that will take him if he comes out and he's an openly gay NBA basketball player? You know, I mean, I get that from a business stance. It's really hard. It's a play between emotions and business, which was a theme for tonight, right? Because here you have Yelena talking about trading Derek and saying, hey, to Terrence, look, this is business. Let's not get our emotions involved. We don't want to get ratted out. We don't want people to know we're trying to buy the team because the deal won't go through. We have to sell Derek. And of course, Terrence is like, nah, man, that's my bro. Like, that's my bro. You don't do that. And it gets thrown right in her face when Lionel comes around and she says, hey, you got to share choreography with Asha. And same thing. It's not about emotion. I needed my deal with Derek. So Asha's on the team. Deal. And I was like, oop, that sucks for you. But hey. Whatever. Anyways, what else are you guys saying? Colleen says, what's more important to Zero, Jude or his career? He loves Jude, but if the career, excuse me, if he cares about Jude, then it isn't his career worth it. I mean, I suppose so. It's not like the Devils are going to get rid of him because he's gay. So he might have a few fans that have their feathers ruffled. A few girls will have broken hearts. Whatever. Like, I don't think that Derek and I don't think that Terrence would really care. They might give him maybe a hard time, but really, who cares? And if anything, that's just another secret to hold on to, right? Because what if, while they were in the closet, I thought, someone's going to walk in. Like, you are in a closet. I didn't see anybody lock any doors. And then that's another blackmail coming right for you at some point. That was my thought. It didn't happen, but that's where I thought the story was going. Now, speaking of blackmail and all sorts of dirty things, let's talk about Sloan and how she got kidnapped. High five. High five to Sloan for having some balls. Literally. Oh, I didn't even mean to do that. Anyway, so yeah, when she's kidnapped, right, and there's some dude just trying to throw his weight around, she's a smart girl, very smart girl, knowing that he's not going to kill her. I mean, for 2 seconds, I'm sure if I was kidnapped, I'd be afraid for my life, too. But she calculated things very, very nicely. And the fact that the first time around when the guy was like, look, you're about to commit to suicide? I'm making up my own words. You're about to commit suicide, and this is how. Write your letter. Ra-da-da-da-da. And she picks up the pen, and she starts writing. And I thought, really? You're giving up that quickly? That just does not seem very Sloan to me. So when she lifted up her paper and it was like, go to hell, I said, yeah, you do that. You go to hell. Anyway, excuse me. But my most favorite part, I'm seriously, about the entire episode was when she took the pen and she stabbed the guy in the balls. I was like, yeah, that's really clever. And it was weird. It was a weird scene because he looked down. He didn't scream. He just looked at it. And you just see a guy with a pen coming out of his crotch. I was like, okay, scream, do something. You know that doesn't feel good. But anyway, while all this is going on, you got Pete in the dark, like being a dude. Ish, because he's calling his girl. Obviously, she's not answering. Homeboy is texting for her, talking about, I'm at the spa. At least Pete was smart enough to go, okay, I know what spa. See, this is a good man right here. I know what spa my lady always goes to, so I'm gonna call check up on her. Obviously, she's not there, but that's when you go, all right, problem. How do I need to fix this? Not, let me sit on my butt. Granted, okay, so the TV came on, and there's Lionel all over the TV selling this, that, or whatever she's doing, departing ways from Oscar, blah, 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 blah. But you would think that Pete would have been on it a little bit quicker. I do like the fact that he's ready to move in, though. I don't know why he wouldn't move Sloane out of her house, though. It would make more sense to get her out and bring her into a different location versus keeping her at home in case people have been spying on her this whole time. But whatever. Anyhow, and now I guess Asha's getting the boot. So, potentially, I mean, she was gonna go to Boston anyway, so next move would probably be moving back in with German. Not a good idea. Girl, you're about to move back in with him, to break up with him, to move out, to move back in with Derek. Don't play. You know that's where this is going. That's if Derek doesn't die first, which I don't see that one happening, but hey, who knows? This has hit the floor. Anything is possible. Anyhow, so at least we know that Sloane is free and out in the open, and we know that Oscar's got his stuff going on, and he does have power, so we gotta be careful, and we gotta watch out for him. Now, I'm glad somebody thinks I'm funny. I'm looking at the I'm looking at the tweets, and somebody's laughing at me. Everybody blackmails everybody on this show, says CC Free. Yes, they do. So what happened to Jude and Lucas? I thought he was going to try to make a move. I don't know what happened to Lucas, the wannabe Jonas brother, who's probably not, but just in my mind, he looks like a Jonas brother. Anyway, who knows? Because there is nothing solid going on right now with Jude and Zero, right? Like, Jude straight up said, like, leave me alone. So it might take an episode or two. I mean, okay, fine. Spoiler alert. We see Zero saying, I love you, in the next episode. That doesn't mean that Jude's gonna be like, okay, like, let's do her thing, because Zero just might be like, hey, I love you, let's take baby steps, not ready to come out yet. You don't know. So, who knows? Maybe it will take Jude being openly public about, first of all, his sexuality, second of all, with another dude, for Zero to finally go, I can't take this anymore, I can't see you with another man, and I need you. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen with that? Let's talk about Raquel, though. She's obviously got some serious issues going on. Her heart is enlarged. Not a good situation at all. Totally left field. I like that Kyle is going with her. I mean, obviously they're married, but Kyle doesn't have to be that supportive. So she's actually taking the moment to be a good friend. She made her a sandwich. Hey, she's finally doing something, wifey. Anyway, but it was, I don't know. I mean, I understand Raquel's perspective, right? Like, you find out really bad news, and the only thing you want to do is just be frumpy and hug a blanket and watch romantic comedy all day long and eat a bunch of junk and cry and, you know, be emotional, because sometimes us girls need that. Anyway, I like that Kyle stepped in for a second, and she's like, girl, skirt! No victimizing here. Like, get out, enjoy your life, do something. Okay, fine, you can't dance. That sucks. But there's so many other things you have to do. And what I'm wondering is, where is Miguel? Like, all this talk about, I have a son, blah, 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 blah. Where is he? Like, I know he's supposed to be staying with you and Kyle, but you guys have a babysitter? Is he in preschool? Did he grow up? And now he's in, I don't know, kindergarten. We just don't know about it. The kid's never around. Anyway, that's besides the point. I do like that Raquel finally did take her advice, and she showed up looking smoking hot at that party. I would love to see some love for Raquel. Like, I'd like to see a legitimate relationship, because we had the loser ex, then we had Pete, who was a hot tranny mess. That didn't work out. Raquel deserves a little love in her life outside of Kyle, because we both know that's really not real. And then we have the return of Bo for Kyle, which, if you watched the after show last season, I'd said I really liked him. Like, I liked him for her, because he can go toe-to-toe with her when it comes to wit and brains and everything else. And then we find out that he's just a big, huge scam artist. Go fig. I was surprised, though, that Kyle actually bit into the bait and was like, you know what? Let's make a movie. Let's make a bomb. Not a good way either. It ain't gonna be the bomb, it's just gonna be a bomb. But we'll make a few mil, call it a day, whatever. But really, I don't know about that. Because before, Kyle had said, you know, I don't want something crappy and have my name on it. But I guess when money talks, it talks and whatever, it doesn't matter anymore. But for me personally, I wouldn't want my name on that. At least make something good. But supposedly this dude is conning other con people. Is that, I mean, I don't know. Is that really moral to you guys. As long as the person you're swindling money from is a bad person, it's okay. No? Karma? Doesn't that worry you a little bit? Because it would worry me. But that's just me talking. Anyway, what else do we want to talk about? The dance. We have to talk about the dance for the engagement party. All about the ring. The entire, it may as well have been all single ladies. All you see is Yelena flashing that thing everywhere. I don't blame her. It's a cute ring. It's real big and cute. The dance was good. I really liked the choreography. Here's the thing, like, because I'm a more skeptical, I can talk skeptical. Yes, I am one of those. When it comes to dance, because I do dance. Now, my style of dance is a little bit more hip-hop. I do a little bit of breaking. Those girls are very technique-heavy. Bless them. That stuff is hard. I can fake the funk, but I definitely don't look like them. So always props to them. And it was nice to see Asha dancing again. And I thought just the whole theme in general was really, really cute. So big props to all the dancers out there, giving them shout outs. And I'm going to give you guys shout outs. So let's see what y'all are talking about. Dance was awesome, says Real Talk. Let's see. Am I all alone tonight? Yes, I am all alone tonight. You must be hopping in a little bit late. What else? Last season, it was the photographer that made Zero step up and be with Jude. Okay. Okay. Yes. So everyone's still talking about Jude and Zero. It's a hot topic tonight. I mean, two hot dudes. How can it not be? Anyway, okay. What else have I not talked about this episode yet? We talked about Sloan. We talked about Pete. We talked about Jude and Oscar. Help me out, guys. Am I missing anything? Fresh start. German wants it. We ain't getting it. Raquel, Kyle. Gosh, I feel like I've ran down this whole entire episode rather quickly this evening. Let's see. Oh, someone just asked me to be their Valentine. Thank you. Let's see. Janisha! Hi! All you are bomb diggity. Way to hold it down the fort. Hey, thanks, Janisha. Shouts to you guys. So yeah, you'll notice I am all alone. Janisha, try. Girl, I'm coughing. Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, we got people out of town, people sick, so that leaves me. Ooh, ooh, and while we're talking about me, I'm going to do a shameless plug. If you've not subscribed to my channel, Boys and Beauty with Ali Kona on YouTube, do it right now, or at least after the after show. But yeah, always support. I hang out in my tub, and I talk about hot, sexy men. Are you surprised? Not really. And beauty tips, because, you know, I'm the queen of all the makeup and all the beauty and all that other good stuff. So, yeah. And this week, actually, I did an episode on Adam Sen. I used little clips that we did from last week because it was just fun to get to know him. And hopefully we can get more guests in here just for you guys. The cast has definitely expressed interest. It's just a matter of us really coordinating schedules. So we'll definitely try to get people up in here just for you. So I'm going to check the Twitter one more time and see what you guys are saying. And if I have missed something, that way I'll know. If I haven't, I might just have to go into some news. So give me one sec. Let's see. Who's talking about what? Can you give a shout out to Sven, please? Shout outs to you. And if I said your name wrong, I'm sorry. I'm so bad at that. And it's terrible because I have a difficult name too. Everybody always messes it up. Let's see. Since Oscar wanted to see Jude, does that mean he's accepted Jude or is he just ignoring that? Girl, Colleen, he doesn't accept Jude. He just wants someone to get him out of jail. And he figured that his son would be the yuppie that would do it since he just wanted a daddy to love him. It didn't work out. And we didn't get to hear what Oscar's plan was, but I feel like it was going in that direction because nothing about him seemed genuine. You know, he's over here telling Jude, like, calm down, don't jump to conclusions. And he's like, shut up. Seriously, shut up. Okay, what else? Hopefully we get to see Brent, Logan, and Rob. Yes, I hope so. Actually, Rob was supposed to come in tonight, but unfortunately he had a movie premiere that he had to go to because, you know, he's important people. But yeah, and I talked to Logan. Logan is actually flying into town tonight. She wanted to come in. So maybe next week, maybe we'll just get an overload of guests. We'll try to get everybody in here. But yeah, no, anyways, we'll try. We definitely will try. Predictions. Love Rob so much. He's so fine. Girl, let him know you said that. Yes, Rob really is fine. Fine as hell with a capital F. Okay, we're getting a lot of love for Rob tonight. I'll be sure to let him know. Now that I'm just yammering on, I think maybe I should just get into some news because I got some fun videos for y'all.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. So, Dean Cain is my main man. If you guys have not seen, we did a Spotlight On, which is a one-on-one interview. Got to know him a little bit more. He's a fantastic guy. And I have talked to him. He's traveling overseas because that man stays busy. But he's going to try to come in March. So, fingers crossed. In the meantime, if y'all didn't know, he is on a show right now. It is called The Jump. It's a UK show. And I'm going to show you a clip of him doing a huge ski jump. Check it out. Slow-mo. Boom! Okay, we can cut the tape. Anyway, so that's Dean Cain doing a huge ski jump. I didn't see that episode, obviously, because it's in Europe, but we can Google it. We can go on YouTube. We can see what's going on. But this guy's really athletic. So in case y'all forgot, back in the day in 95 when MTV did the Rock and Jock basketball games, y'all remember those? Some of y'all might be a little too young. But anyways, MTV, back when they had it going on and it wasn't all reality shows, sorry, reality lovers, they had some good stuff on TV. And one of those things was this Rock and Jock game. So check out Dean playing some basketball.
Give it to the Queen!
Coolio.
And it's now 6-5 Violet. Queen Latifah, living single.
There's the Noxzema girl. We got Queen Latifah knocking people out. We can cut the tape. But yeah, I remember these basketball, they had the Rock and Jock baseball, basketball. Dean Cain was always a part of all of them, and he was always killing it. The man is so talented, like seriously, just so, so talented. So we had a fan put a little montage together, and I got that up here so you could see him in action when he played football back in the day. Check it out. If you listen to the podcast, watch us on YouTube. You can see these videos too. Number 11. Check him out.
Dean Cain came up to make the tackle for Princeton. Dean Cain is the number one interceptor in not only the Ivy League but in the nation in 1AA. He is also the leading tackler on this football team.
All right, so we can fade out of this guy, but that's just a little taste of Dean Cain. He was taking people down. He's a beast on the field. And for y'all who didn't know, he actually did play in the NFL. Unfortunately, he did get injured, but that's when Lois and Clark took off for him. So, I mean, it was a pretty even trade out, if you ask me. Anyway, so that's my news for this week. Sometimes I just like to focus on one cast member to get to know them a little bit more. And yeah, so that's what we did today, but let's get into some predictions. Fancy cool music.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Okay, so since Jude and Zero are such a hot topic for tonight's after show, yes, we get the big reveal of the I love you. What is that going to mean for us? I don't know. I would love to see a relationship blossom. I would love to see them come out just because. Because you know what? Zero, the man that he is, he would find some way to spin that into a publicity type situation and just make it work for him because he's just smart like that. That's what I think. All right, German, we see German smashing Derek's photo because, you know, he's a little cuckoo, lost a screw somewhere last season. But anyway, yeah, so that's going to be really interesting. I definitely think he is coming for him in his own way. And Derek better be careful because there's going to be some quote unquote accidents happening in the situation. Some brakes are about to get clipped or something's going to happen, an explosion that all of a sudden Derek is like accidentally injured and he can never play again or he just doesn't wake up the next morning. Who knows? Let's see what else. Oh, Terrence goes to Pete. to talk to him about the sale. So who knows? Maybe he'll get Pete in there, because I feel like Pete would be more team Terrence versus Zero, because Zero is the newcomer, and he already can smell Zero from 8 miles away. So anything he can do to maybe protect Terrence will also ensure him that he'll still have a job in the future. So, I mean, I see that working out. It'll just be a little weird, because obviously we now know that Lionel's ex-lover is Jackson, who is helping out with the team as well. So Pete may not be aware of all this, and if the purchase does go through and Jackson is a part of it, we might have to see some dirty stuff going on between him and Dean. Excuse me, Pete. What else? Oh, Vegas? That's not a coincidence or anything that we get to see Asha get sent to Vegas with none other than Derek Roman by the pool. Just abs everywhere. Wet water pools. Come on. We can see you from a mile away, but how about this? Instead of impressing me with your body, impress me with your mind and your soul. What can you do for me? What can you put on the table to make me want to be with you and not with German psycho cuckoo brains, who I don't realize is psycho cuckoo, but I think that is Prince Charming. So how can you rectify the fact that you threw cocaine into my purse? We'll see. That'll definitely be entertaining, if anything. I don't think there's anything left in the hashtag, because the hashtag disappeared off my computer, so you guys are probably still talking. Sorry if I'm missing your predictions. But that is what I foresee in the future. So I hope you had a good time with me all by my lonesome. You guys were amazing co-hosts, so thank you so much. Please make sure, if you're not doing it already, to follow me at BoysAndBeauty01 on Twitter. And then, if you hashtag me, hashtag Hottie of the Week and the name of the dude that you think is hot, I just might do a Boys and Beauty episode for you. So make sure you find me on YouTube, Boys and Beauty with Ali Kona, and I will see you next week with the rest of my hosts and hopefully a guest. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Goodbye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Word to your mother.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.